by the preacher clock, but we'll try to get that fixed one of these days. All right, so bid you welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to see you out and about. We who are. Always good to get together. As you know, the first Sunday night of the month, we have singing and potluck. We get to enjoy a time together in devotion, then a good time of friendship and fellowship to follow. So appreciate your attendance here very, very much. Let's see, just a couple of news notes. I didn't bring a bulletin up with me, but I'll remember. Welcome back, Tip and Sandra. This is kind of a surprise. We still had you going for a couple of weeks. The church directors are available. Jim, and I don't know how many subcommittees you had, Jim, but a good job on that.
He did it all by himself.
I didn't help him at all.
What's
wrong with it?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? That's what I was starting to think. She doesn't want to take any credit for anything.
He did it all by himself.
I was wondering why is your and Sharon's picture the best in the clear, you know, in all of y'all, the all more color and glow with background and
3 years old.
They had the ocean behind you, you know. I like that. You see, Diana Carroll, I think she's coming home today. Did somebody?
Possibly.
I thought I heard possibly still this afternoon. I thought somebody
told me this morning that she wasn't here this afternoon. She had
finished her surgery and was expected home maybe this evening. She's going to be laid up for 6 weeks to maybe start, and we'll see what happens from there. So, wish them well. Christine and I are going to be away the first two Sundays in August. I know Clarence is going to be taking the Bible class times. I think Dennis Burchett agreed to the Sunday morning lesson on August 3rd. Of course, that's a singing and potluck night for that evening on August 3rd. Again, on August 10th, Clarence will again have the class. Danny Carroll agreed to the lesson for that Sunday morning, the sermon. And if anybody sees Chris Delgado, I haven't asked him yet, but if you happen to catch him, I don't know if he has another sermon or not, if he's run out yet. You know, usually when preachers run out of sermons, they move. They go to find another congregation. You know, that's why they moved every 3 years, that they ran out of sermons. But Chris, would you be available Sunday night, August 10th? All right, any other announcements we need to make, or somebody I'm overlooking? Let's go ahead and begin. So bow with me in prayer. Father God in heaven, again always, we're thankful for every day that you give to us. We're so thankful for bountiful blessings from above, your loving kindness and tender mercy, your watch care over us. We're thankful for daily bread. We're so thankful that you're an ever-present help in time of need. We appreciate and are so thankful for an evening like this that we may enjoy friendship and fellowship of one another again, and an opportunity to give you worship and praise as a congregation. We pray in all things you receive that glory and honor, and help us to make each day better, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. I have some songs been selected already, and I think I still have 3 spaces, so if someone has a selection as we get close to the end, I'll certainly entertain that if I know it. Any songs that I don't know, Ron over here knows. So between us, we know every song in the book.
Every one
of them. First song was selected was number 935. 935. Usually we sing 2 stanzas of each song. That way we get through a few more of them. And we'll have some scripture reading and prayers and the Lord's Supper. Number 935. I'll turn it on. 935. Albert. Number 893.
God who takes pleasure in wickedness. shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple.
Next song selected is number 95. 95. Number 95. Thank you. 11:6.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Will it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Sometimes my
popular song. I sang this since I was in Bible camp 50 years ago. But under the other, see in the bass clef, you look up here, it says the word melody. That's the bass line. That means all the guys, you can sing with me. Just follow my lead on everything that we do. And then it's the ladies that sing the echo. So it's in the bass clef. It says melody. That means we have the melody or the lead, the bass dude. You don't see any notes up here. So no soprano or altos. Men sing down here. I know when every time I do that, Jim says, that doesn't mean a thing. Brian, just talk all you want to, but it's just... Number 794. 794.
Unto the
number 916. Aline a little bit, so I want this song. She wants me to be sure to sing lead it at her funeral. She says she's told me that for years.
You got to practice.
I have to practice.
We want to do it.
And we don't want to sing it too soon either.
Not anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Number 916. Also, after this song, I have three slots that I didn't get suggestions for. So, one of you have a favorite that you'd like for me to lead, or Ron, because he knows all the songs in the book. Just let me know. So, after this song, I'll stop and I'll take a selection. I'll have a scripture reading, then two more songs, and I'll close out the evening. Number 916.
There is coming a day when the heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears in the eye, all is peace forevermore on the happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day.
Thank you.
reading number 895 in closing then. Number 895. One little spot right here. I stop and wait for the alpha to go, glory. Number 895, first and last.
I like to stay here longer than man's allotted day, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven way. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story.
There on high, there with my dear Redeemer, in the morning.